choosing a format. There are many different formats of a meeting agenda, although very few stray from the basic structure discussed earlier. Word processing software like Microsoft Word offers agenda templates and agenda wizards for you to use. The agenda format to use depends on when the attendees are going to view the agenda. Most agendas are distributed days before the meeting, which is recommended. There are cases, however, when an emergency meeting has to be called, and the agenda is sent on the meeting day or hour itself. If it's the latter case, write the agenda in outline form, the way it can be easily reviewed in the shortest time. The context of the meeting. Some meetings happen regularly, for example, a monthly board of directors meeting. In this case, sections on matters resolved the previous meeting or matters arising from the previous meeting may be appropriate for the meetings to have a good flow. Agendas for meetings that happen regularly may not be as detailed as other agendas, as there is the presumption that regular attendees can easily make out what basic outlines and basic tags mean. The attendees' level of familiarity with the items in the agenda can also dictate how detailed and how formal an agenda should be. The purpose of the agenda. Your purpose in sending out an agenda can influence what format you should use. Some agendas are meant as an invitation to potential meeting attendees. In this case, you can include sections on how you perceive their input on the discussion would help. Some agendas are meant as orientations. For example, the Toastmasters Club issues agendas to inform their invitees what would happen in an event. They write the agenda in the second person. Example, this is the section where you discuss what happened in the last symposium.